Hey, Abby Fisher here, reading The White Boy Shuffle by Paul Beatty, pages 262 to 264. Eventually, the hallway stopped echoing with the footsteps of Oxford wing-tipped and high-heeled administration. In their place was the sound of brand new sneakers squeaking on the wax floors and the heavy clomp of unlaced hiking boots. The walkie-talkie communiques were soon drowned out by the FM stereo metabass of the Barrio Brothers morning show on KTTS. Steadily, the students entered the classroom and slid into the empty seats around me. First to arrive were the marsupial mama's boys and girls. These sheltered kids had spent the entire summer sequestered indoors by overprotective parents. They entered the classroom with pale complexions and squinting like possums to adjust their eyes to the light. The reformed and borderline students followed. They crept into class, carefully trying to avoid last year's repercussive behaviors, and sat upright at their desks, face front and hands folded, mumbling their September resolutions to themselves. This year will be different. I will do my homework. I will not slap Mr. Ellsworth when he calls me a loser. I will only bring my gun to school. I admired the determination they showed in ignoring their corruptive friends standing in the doorway and egging them on to join the excursion to McDonald's for breakfast McMuffins, orange juice, and a joint. 2 minutes before 9 o'clock signaled the grand entrance of the Fly Guys and Starlets. Dressed in designer silk suits and dresses, accessories, accessorized in ascots, feather boas, and gold, the aloof adolescent pimps and dispassionate divas strolled into homerooms smoking tipperillos with a retinue of admirers, who carried their books and pulled chairs from desks with maitre d' suaveness. I'd never been in a room full of black people unrelated to me before, and as the classroom filled, the growing din was unlike anything I'd ever heard. I sat like a tiny bubble in a boiling cauldron of teenage blackness, wondering where all the heat came from. Kids popped up out of their chairs to shout, whispered, tugged at each other. Homeroom was a raucous orchestral concerto conducted by some unseen maestro. In the middle of this unadulterated realness, I realized I was a cultural alloy, tin-hearted whiteness wrapped in blackened copper plating. As my classmates yelled out their schedules and passed contraband across the room, I couldn't classify anyone by dress or behavior. The boisterous were just as likely to be in the academically enriched classes as the silent. The clothes horses stood as much chance of being on a remedial track as the bummy kids with brown bag lunches. Many kids, no matter how well-dressed, didn't have notebooks. At exactly 9 o'clock, the bell rang and Miss Schaefer stormed into the room. Disheveled and visibly nervous, she never bothered to introduce herself or say good morning. She wrote her name on the board in a shaky, wavering strokes and took attendance. The class instantly interpreted her behavior as a display of lack of trust and concern. That day I learned my second ghetto lesson. Never let on that you don't trust someone. Even if that person has bad intentions toward you, he will take offense at your lack of trust. Miss Schaefer spat off the names like salted peanut shells. Wardell Adams. Here. Varnell Averas. Aki. Palmel Atkinson. Presentimante. Praise the Lord, Benson. Yuppie. Lakeisha Caldwell. What? Aisha Dunwoody. Who wants to know? Chocolate Fondue Egerton. That's my name. Ask me again, you'd be walking with a cane. I don't know how to pronounce the next one. You pronounce it like it sounds, bitch. Maritza Shakalima Esperanza, the goddess Tlaza Te Oto Aladio. So you're here. Do crack pipes get hot? Then the gangsters trickled in, 10 minutes late, tattooed and feisty. Say man, woman, teacher, whatever you call yourself, you had better mark Hope to Die Ranford, a.k.a. Pythagoras, here and in the house. Nobody better be sitting at my seat. I had the shit last year I want back for good luck. Mr. Pythagoras, take any available seat for now, okay? Who's that with you? Why you ask him? I can speak for my damn self. This is Velma, the ludicrous mistress, triple bitch of Mr. Finson. Miss Schaefer's unfazed approach to maintaining classroom comportment didn't last long. By the end of the year, we called her Miss Sally Ride because she was always blowing up at us.